Thousands of police officers are spending this weekend in Washington, D.C., visiting a monument to officers killed on the job. Every year, new names are inscribed in the gray stone surface of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. Behind every name is a story. NPR's Brian Naylor has some of them.
Doug is a police officer in Dallas. He didn't want to give us his last name. As his girlfriend Lisa looks on, he uses a stubby pencil to trace the name of Officer Christopher James onto a rectangular piece of white paper.
So one of the officers that I work with.
The Dallas police
officer. Police officer. He was working off-duty job and was shot and killed by a felon that was wanted for murder of another male.
He's on death row now.
When was he killed?
November last year.
Last year.
He had a wife and two kids, two young girls.
Thursday was National Peace Officers Memorial Day, a day for families and friends to gather and remember. Rosemary Gleason, a trim woman in a gray suit, stood in front of the name of her late son.
Larry Gleason, and he was killed February 11th, 2002, a domestic disturbance call while he was taking deposition from the woman who was being menaced. The man came back with a high-powered rifle and fired three shots into the residence, and the shots went right through and got him under the arm where his vest wasn't protecting him. And he was killed instantly, and the man continued in the residence and killed the girlfriend and then killed himself. And it's a terrible thing. He was our only son.
Leaning against the base of the memorial is a black and white picture of her son, his hair closely cropped, his jaw square, looking proud in his uniform.
He lacked 2 weeks of being 29 years old. And it's what he always wanted. He wanted to be a New York State trooper. And he worked very hard to get there, and he just didn't have it long enough. He was only a trooper less than a year.
Scott Davey, a New York City cop, stood on the other side of the circle. He had a number of friends and colleagues, brothers, really, that he was remembering.
Jerry Carter, he was a housing cop in New York City. And on a routine patrol one night, was looking for an individual wanted for a homicide. And the individual saw him first and fired two rounds into his car. Jerry was shot in the head. As a result of his injuries, he died a week later. It was just said that he wound up dying in the projects that he was trying to teach kids to do better for themselves. And that's a little bit about Jerry.
This year, there are 377 new names being added to the 14,000 already inscribed on the memorial. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.